Park City Police Captain Phil Kirk says the one wanted suspect was one of eight juvenile males who were captured on school surveillance footage walking around the high school hallways last Monday afternoon before taking the javelin out of the case.
One of the young men threw the javelin outside the door on the south side of the building. It very scary. It landed in the child care area of the school. There's a playground there, and it landed there, and there were kids playing in the playground. Obviously, we're very fortunate nobody was hurt.
The individual who threw the javelin is described as a male, average height and build with dark hair. He was wearing a black T-shirt with a purple and white moniker on the front, tan pants, and a black baseball cap. The school resource officer is trying to identify the suspect. If caught, Kirk says he could be facing theft and child endangerment charges.
Those are probably the most likely charges that we would be pursuing. We're hoping it was not intentional, because it kind of, the best we can determine from the surveillance camera, he just went in that direction and didn't realize maybe that there was been a child care facility in that direction where he threw the javelin.
The police also have a description of the two vehicles that the eight left in.
One of them is very distinctive. It's a Jeep Wrangler with a black hardtop. And then the other one is more of a kind of the average sedan, a Mercury Sable, copper tan in color in probably late 90s.
Kirk says the police department is offering a $500 reward for information leading to the arrest of the suspect. Anyone with any information should call 435-615-5500 and ask for Officer Corey Allenson. In the meantime, he says they'll make sure that the sports cases are locked in the future. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.